listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Rockhampton's Zan Rotherty has been described as a gentle giant as his friends and colleagues mourn the loss of the 21-year-old. Just after 11 a.m. on Wednesday on Oxford Down Serena Road, the Nissan Navara veered off the road and hit a tree. His colleagues said he had a work ethic like no other and volunteered as a rural firefighter on his time off. Police are still investigating the crash. Local MP Michelle Landry has called out the state government's announcement of Rockhampton Hospital's new PET scanner, saying once again it's out in the Never Never plan. She adds Labour had no interest in the PET scanner when she raised the flag months ago, yet CQ Radiology had one ready to order that would arrive in 6 to 8 months.
The fact that they said, oh, we didn't need one, now we are, but it's not till 3 or 4 years away, is an absolute disgrace. So people that are dying of cancer or having cancer treatment are still going to have to travel for the next 4 years.
The Health Minister has been contacted for comment. And Electoral Commission Queensland's reminding voters that it's our job to access the truth of political statements and advertising before we head to the booths tomorrow. Tara Cassidy reports.
ECQ says it's common for misinformation to circulate during election periods, including that voting's rigged due to the use of Dominion voting machines, which aren't allowed at our elections. Other mistruths are that postal voting's not secure, or that pencils are supplied so votes can be changed later. All untrue. ECQ says, far less dubiously, pencils just last longer. But anyone that still wants to bring their own pen is welcome to.
Taking a look at local sport, in QRL, our Capras men are playing in front of a home crowd this weekend when they take on the PNG Hunters. In their previous clash-up last season, our Capras took a loss 8-14. And looking at our past 13 matches, our CQ side has only won 4 times. Our Capras started the season strong, though, with a win last weekend. They just have to keep up the momentum.